When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Jennifer needs our help. Hey, Ben and Kelly, hoping you can help me out. My husband and I have been married for 2 years. I kept my maiden name when we were married.
Okay.
Well, now we just found out we're having a baby boy, and my husband told me that he wants him to have his last name.
Okay.
I want the baby to have my last name.
Yep.
As there's literally nobody left in my family to keep the name going, it ends with me.
Okay.
My husband, on the other hand, has several siblings and cousins, most of whom are married and have already reproduced, so his lineage is alive and well.
Mm-hmm.
We both don't want to hyphenate our last names. I'm considering using my last name as the middle name, but I just don't think that's adequate.
Oh.
He suggested we flip a coin to decide the last name, but I think that's going to result in the loser feeling resentment for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
It's just too big of a decision to leave up to the flip of a coin. I feel overwhelmed. I'm stressed at the time that should be joyous.
Mm-hmm.
I want my husband to be happy. I want my family to be happy. And I want our baby to have the best possible name. What should we do? I feel like she's just like making us make the decision now. And I'm feeling stressed about it.
Great, Jennifer.
I'm
now look at what you've done with Kelly. You made Kelly's palms start to sweat.
I feel like I'm getting itchy on my neck. I can't. I don't. Oh, this is a lot. I mean, I get her point.
Yeah.
And I also get his point. Traditionally, when you marry, you take the man's name and then your kids get his name too. But I understand that she wants to do it a different way because
sure.
She loves her name and she wants it to keep going. And
right.
Yeah, I all very valid reasons. I was okay to ditch my last name.
Yeah.
my maiden name was very long. And very confusing for many people.
Yeah, so it's, man, I guess time's ticking because once you have the baby, you got to put a name on the birth certificate, so.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, and,
all
you know,
right. So
also
not...
there were other people in our family that kept my dad's name going on, so that can still live in other ways, and she doesn't have that option.
Now, Elizabeth rolls in and says, why don't you just use both names? You don't need to hyphenate to use them. I think she was implying that when she said naming...
Use it as a middle name, yeah.
Yeah, the middle name, but she didn't know if that would be adequate enough. I don't... Oh, my gosh. Why you come to us with this stuff?
Why do you... See, now you're breaking out in the hives.
I know. I was thinking, this will be easy. What's in a name? I mean, she could name him Potty John and just be done with it.
I think we're avoiding Potty John. So that's the bright spot here. Beverly says, family names can be a tricky subject. I personally think that you should have the father's last name. You're so lucky and blessed with this new life coming into the world. I can't have children because of a medical issue. Oh, Beverly, I wish I had this problem. You love him. He loves you. And this child does not need added pressure. Why is my last name different from my dad's? Why does everyone in the family have the same last name as their dad except
right.
for me?
Right.
Are you prepared for all the questions that sweet child might have one day?
Well, but she would share the last name with him.
Yeah.
And so it wouldn't be just, he wouldn't be on an island.
Exactly.
I mean, but then it's like, okay, well, what if you have more than one kid? Do you give one name and the other name?
See, that's where I think it could get a little tricky.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
you go with, you know, one last name for all the kids. But I like the idea of using her name and his name.
I kind of do,
I
too.
I don't think that you don't necessarily need to hyphenate it. You don't need to call it, you know, a middle name or anything.
Tell us what you did in this situation when it happened to you. Because I'm sure Jennifer's not the only one who has dealt with, you know, keeping her maiden name when they get married and what's the kid's name going to have and how did you come up with that decision? Because maybe the way you chose and the way you decided could maybe help Jennifer in her situation, okay? So that's what group therapy is all about. We all try as a group to help someone out. One of our listeners is cool. 502-795-1997 is our number. All right, group therapy. And before I give you the recap, can I just say that y'all are not helping?
Yeah, Jennifer, some harsh comments.
Jennifer and her husband have different last names, having a baby boy. Husband wants the baby to have his last name. She wants him to have hers. Too big of a decision for a coin flip. She wants everyone to be happy but not feel resentment. What'd she do? Swifty Kim, just give it up for adoption. Then someone else's problem.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. No, no, that is not what
Again,
we do.
This is not helping.
Not helping.
Favorite Brad, think they ought to just rock, paper, scissors it.
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay.
Not helping either.
Kim.
Also not helping.
It's too big of a decision to make it with a flip of a coin, but letting a radio station decide is totally acceptable. Yes, Kim, that's what she decided to do. Let's not.
She trusts us. I think she's looking for other people's opinions.
Yeah, exactly.
Like maybe it's going to change her perspective on, you know, do I need to stick to my guns so much on this?
Yeah.
Or is there a way to compromise? And I think, yeah, she did mention kind of using her name and the husband's name. And she mentioned like her name as a middle name, but then she thought that wasn't adequate enough. I don't think you need to like label it as a middle name. A lot of people are saying you don't even need to hyphenate names anymore.
Yeah, just
use
give
your
it
name,
name
and his
right.
name.
And can you just put it both on the birth certificate?
I think you can.
Why couldn't you put both on there, right?
Right.
Jennifer said the only acceptable way to decide is a rap battle. Forget the coin flip. Now, Elizabeth said, my cousin's name was hyphenated. The Marines had it legally changed to remove the hyphen and just squished both names together.
Oh, made it one word? That's interesting.
I mean, you know, when you think about how people got their last names, you know, especially immigrants coming over from, you know, different countries, you know, just the stories of how they got their names, where a lot of times their trade, you know, it was them, the people checking them in and entering them into the country didn't understand them. So they just wrote what they heard. You know,
yeah, I mean, Megan's kind of like the same thing. She's like, just come up with a new last name if y'all can't figure it out. These comments are stressing me out.
Yeah, you know, Jennifer actually said the gender of the child matters here because a female child won't necessarily carry the mom's name forever. Well, it's a boy. It's a baby boy. So
yes.
if tradition...
This name will carry on with him.
Well, yeah, if tradition continues, then yeah, his name would continue. And so that's what they're looking at. I like the compromise of give both names. Give them both names.
I think that's the only answer here because both seem to be adamant in needing their name be a part of their child's last name. So if, you know, she's not going to bend, he's not going to bend, then you have to incorporate both names. You don't need to hyphenate it. Just there you go. Put it on the certificate.
Yeah, and I think...
Smith Jones or whatever your last name is.
Right, right. Overwhelming majority of people commenting are suggesting just that. So
yeah,
I
think that's the only way you go here.
Let's go with that and you know, hope for a happy, healthy baby boy. And, you know, that can... Now, the order of which is... up to you guys. Maybe that's a coin flip, the order of
Absolutely. Which. Yeah, whoever goes first or whatever. But I'll just say this, and thank goodness that my mom did not hyphenate her name. She would have been Rosemary Diane Gustavsson Kuhlenschmidt. That's a handful.
That is a handful. But
so she just settled with, she goes by Diane.
But just a
Kuhlenschmidt.
I mean, conversation piece, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, can you just sympathize a little bit with me having that last name going through school?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it almost made a complete circle on the back of my softball jersey.
No, I get it. I get it.
That's where the K came from. Fun fact.
All right. Well, hey, there you go. What's in a name? Jennifer, good luck. Keep us posted on what happens. And again, hoping for just a happy, healthy baby there for you.
Oh, send us a little birth announcement. That's how you can like tell us what you did.
There you go.
That'd be cute.
All right. There you go. That's group therapy.